The unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to the Buddha. Homage to the Dharma. Homage to the Sangha. Watering the garden. I'm not a gardener. They don't call me Brown Thumbs Elbert for nothing. But there's this garden attached to this house I'm in now, which has these beautiful plants in it. And so I've kind of taken an interest in it, going up. You know, I like plants, it's fine, as long as I don't have to do anything with them and don't kill them. But this spring, you know, we had this really wet, chilly spring. And you think, okay, plants are all fine, everything's fine, all the plants are happy. And of course, all of a sudden, it's hot, it's dry, we live on powdered rock, the water drains out of the soil and the plants begin to wither. And old gardeners know this. And old gardeners start saying, when it's still damp, we need to set up the watering system. Of course, people like me think, oh, it's fine, there's rain, it's okay. And then, of course, suddenly we're caught with our hoses down and we're running around like madmen trying to make everything work. But just looking at these little plants, you know, there they are, wanting water. They're not saying anything. They're just quietly, you know, drawing back, consolidating their strength, putting up blossoms, which sometimes wither. There was one in the garden down there, which is beautiful red blossoms all over it, and the poor little things were withering. And I just felt terrible. You know, they ran out with a hose and started to water it. And it poked up right off. And the blossoms didn't all survive, but immediately the little leaves began, you know, springing back, and it was so happy to have water. It didn't say a word about where were you last week. It just sucked up the water with joy. It was really wonderful. And it's this immediate, bright response. We can do this. We can do this. Even a little water makes a huge difference to a plant, and they know just what to do with it. They take it, they put it where it needs to go, and they just suck it up with joy. And this is a lesson for us. So they don't complain. They can't do anything, mind you. Not a whole lot they can do. They can't storm up to the window and bang on it, saying, maybe we want water. But there's just this acceptance of what they have, acceptance of conditions as they are, and making the most of it when water comes. And that is something really wonderful, simple. The practice of gratitude. To appreciate what we have, to make the most of it, to use it well, like the plants. The plants don't complain when the water's too cold, or there's not enough of it, or they get it in the wrong way, or the wrong time. They just suck it in, drink it up with a completely uncritical thing. You know, maybe I'm attributing too much to their feelings and thoughts, but there's something about it that is really lovely. They just suck it up when they have it. And we can do the same. To make the most of our life, to appreciate what we have, all the things of our life that we have. Today's July the 4th, Gratitude Day. Because we're expressing gratitude for things we normally take for granted, like this beautiful land we live in, just the freedom we have, freedom of religion, freedom of thought, freedom in all kinds of ways. We have this wonderful opportunity which we often take for granted. We can be simply just grateful for the little things in our lives, that we have enough food, a place to live, warm clothes. Not everybody has this, as we know. Not everybody in this country has this, as we well know. But we can still be grateful and share what we have with others and pass our gratitude on in that way, just passing on some of the water to other beings. Our health, when we're sick, we really appreciate it when we get better. Or if we don't get better, we appreciate what we can do. If we have trouble moving around, we appreciate the movement we do have. If we're getting old, we appreciate the strength that remains to us and the life that we still have. Our family and our friends, that they love us and we love them, we care for each other. Just appreciating people. And when they're sick or in danger in some way, we realize immediately how much we value them and how we do not want to take them for granted anymore. We really appreciate having them around. when someone does something kind for us or gives us something, there is an immediate connection with that person. There can be a complete stranger who is kind to us in a shop, and there's an immediate connection, just a heart-to-heart human connection from that simple little act of kindness. Or when we do something kind for somebody, same thing, we just connect with that person in an immediate way, whether we know them or whether we don't. And this is normal gratitude that most people are aware of. It's a wonderful part of our life for human beings. And in Buddhism, we really cultivate gratitude. It's something we really work on practicing because it is such an important part of life. In our ceremonies, we bow, we make gassho, practicing gratitude. When you receive food, we make gassho because we're grateful for it. When we meet another person, we're grateful for their training, for their existence. When we do our meditation, we bow to our cushion or our sitting place because we're grateful for that opportunity to practice the Dharma. Constantly, we have this practice of gratitude that permeates all of our forms of practice and permeates our attitude of mind as we train. And this is because gratitude opens the heart. It brings that direct connection, sometimes with other beings and also with our true nature, that direct connection from gratitude that just opens the heart. And this gratitude and this opening of the heart allows us to receive the water of the Dharma, as it were, that falls on all beings, the teaching of the Buddha, to receive that, to open to it, and to make use of it. Because we can read about it, but we have to know how to make use of it. And constantly, by the practice of gratitude, seeing how other people help us, seeing how the teaching helps us, just seeing how all beings help us, we can open up to that and we can learn from all beings and all things and all situations by that opening of the heart that comes with the practice of gratitude. It helps us to lay aside our judging and critical mind that says, this isn't good enough, or this isn't working, or I don't like this, or I don't want to do it that way, or why are they doing it this way, or why is that happening? With gratitude, we can kind of lay that aside and just open up to the positive aspects in all the situations of our life. Because in fact, no matter what's going on, there is always something to be grateful for if we look for it. Then we can learn what we need to learn. We can accept what is given to us. Whatever kind of water we may have, we can accept it and work with it and learn from it. And with gratitude comes faith and joy. Sometimes we don't feel this. Sometimes we don't feel full of faith and joy. Sometimes we feel terrible. Sometimes things are really hard. This is why we practice gratitude. It's not something that just falls on us naturally. We have to work at it because it's not there it doesn't seem to be there all the time. We have to cultivate it, nourish it, and allow it to help us. To help us to open the heart, to see what we can learn and the benefit we can derive from all the situations of our life. Sometimes we have dry, difficult situations. Sometimes we're slogging through the desert. Sometimes it seems really arid. Sometimes there seems to be no water at all, nothing to bring joy or meaning to our life. And that's when we have to work. Practice may feel dull, lifeless, just struggling on, you know. Oh, it's hard. Or we just may be having a really hard time with something. Something may just be really difficult in our life. This has been happening with some of us lately. It's been hard. We've got through the immediate events of our, you know, what has been happening with us. And now, here's daily life. Here's us. Here I am with myself. And it can be really hard. And still, we can practice gratitude because still there is something to be grateful for. And how do we practice gratitude when things are hard, whether we're just kind of stumbling through the desert or whether there's a something that's actually really difficult for us to face and to live with. Well, first seeing all that we can be grateful for, all the things that we do have. That said, if we're struggling with illness, to be grateful for the health and strength we do have. Or somebody else's, we know and love is sick, to be grateful for the time you do have with them. Whatever it may be, to see what we do have that we can be grateful for, and to remember that. We don't have to feel filled with faith and joy all the time. But we can practice gratitude by appreciating beings, people, events, respecting other beings, doing our best with things, doing our best with all the situations that come our way. And the Dharma, to be grateful for the Buddha's teaching that can help us no matter what. No matter what happens to us, the Dharma can help us. And this is the huge thing. There is a way out of suffering. There is a way through. And with gratitude, we can open ourselves up to that and allow it to help us. Because a lot of it is our own mind rather than things going our way. And as we know, some of the most grateful people are those who have the hardest life sometimes. People in terrible situations are sometimes filled with gratitude for what they do have. It's really amazing. We all know people like this. It's a lesson for us. Learning from difficult situations. They can be of great benefit to us. As I said, if things are going our way, it's fine, and we can be grateful for that things are okay for now. We don't expect it to last too long because, things happen. But then when things are really hard, to see what we can learn from them, to open up to them, to look closely and see what we do with them. When something is really difficult, what is my mind doing with this? Am I making it worse by not accepting, by complaining, by just looking at the negative side of the thing? Am I making it harder for myself? Or am I doing my best with it and trying to use it to help me to learn something? Because whatever we have that's happening, we can learn something. And not to give ourselves a bad time if we're still having a bad time about having a bad time. Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes we're just in a deep, dark hole and all we can do is breathe. But to be able to accept that and not think, I'm not training because I'm not full of faith and joy. I have this horrible situation and I feel terrible and I hate it. Sometimes it's like that. Okay. To actually just accept that and to do our best with it without judgment. Because again, that judgment kind of cuts off gratitude. And gratitude is a wonderful antidote to judgment. So judgment of oneself, not just of the situation or the beings or what has brought it about or that, but just letting go of that judgment and allowing gratitude to be there. And when things are really hard, sometimes our difficulties, our weaknesses arise really strongly. And we can get pulled off by that and think that the situation is our problem. It's because of this has happened to me. That's why I'm suffering. But of course, when you look closely, it's what we do with it that causes us to suffer or to suffer less. We still have pain. We still have sorrow, discomfort. We still sometimes are in a deep, dark hole. And yet, we don't have to live there. And we don't have to bang on the sides of of our bottle dungeon. We can sit still, whatever situation it may be, do our best with it, with compassion and kindness, and even then with gratitude. Because it's what we do with it that is what we can learn. And when the situations arise that are difficult, we can learn something. And it's amazing what we learn and how much we can grow in a very difficult situation. When we don't judge ourselves, when we just do the best we can, accept it, do the best we can with it. As Reverend Master Jiyu said when she was in Japan in a very, very difficult situation, I need to take everything as being for my good. This is practicing gratitude for the very difficulties that she was in. They actually helped her find her way through. If it hadn't been so hard, she might not have got as far as she did. But because she was able to take those difficult situations and turn them to the good, I need to take it for my good. That is the practice of gratitude. It's not feeling grateful. I think she felt terrible, angry, resentful, miserable. And then she saw what her mind was doing to add to the difficulty and said, oh, I need to change. I need to take everything as being for my good to help me. And she was able to make use of those situations and help herself. That is the practice of gratitude. It's not the same as feeling grateful. It's putting the teaching into practice. It's using that water and making the best use of it. The situation is just a situation. It's what we do with it that matters. It's not the thing itself. And in fact, we can be grateful for anything. Anything that happens to us, anything that comes our way, we can actually be grateful for if we use it in the right way. Not just our external circumstances, but also our own tendencies, our own difficulties, our own problems. We can use them too, and we can actually be grateful for them. And again, if we can let go of the judgment that somehow I'm a bad person because I'm not doing, don't seem to be doing well with this, I'm just floundering horribly with my thing I'm doing. But actually to let go of the judgment and just see where we have actually made progress, where we are making great efforts that nobody else may see. And be grateful for that. To be grateful for our own training, our opportunity to put the teaching into practice, and grateful for our own difficulties because they will help us. Seeing that actually we are making progress, even when it seems that we're not doing very well. Our efforts are not useless, even when we don't seem to be doing well. Just to keep trying, to keep working at it, to keep doing our best, because all our effort is good effort. All our struggling with our karmic tendencies, our difficulties, is all to the good. No matter what, no matter what it looks like, we know our effort, and we can be grateful to ourselves as well as to others for that effort that we are working on our difficulties. No matter what it looks like, just to be grateful for our opportunity as well. Grateful for the difficulties themselves. You can be grateful for the opportunity when something happens that triggers it, like despair or fear or anger or whatever it may be. We can be grateful for that opportunity. Ah, I get to work on this again. You know, there's a kind of flavor. Ah, jealousy again. Ah, yes. I get to sit still with this once more. And we can actually be grateful for that opportunity. And we can be grateful for the very thing itself, our very own tendency, for our own karmic difficulty. We don't have to identify with it and drown in it. It's not our true nature. I am not my mind. You know, it's just, the mind is just one of our circumstances. It's one of the things we deal with. And we don't have to feel like we're a bad person if we have difficulties, because everybody does. Everybody has difficulty, everybody has things they have to deal with, everyone has stuff they work with, and we can just be aware that other people have that. I am not the worst person in the world because I have this thing. I just see my difficulty and I try to work with it and actually can be grateful for the very thing itself, because that is the very way through the sea of suffering. It's the very thing that helps us. No judgment. That's the thing. If we judge, we're putting up our umbrella and the rain can't fall on us. if we let go of the judgment, allow that water of compassion to flow and to pour over us, to pour through us, it's constantly there. The rain of the Dharma is always pouring through us, through all beings. Even when it seems as though we're walking in the desert, actually the rain of the Dharma is there. And we just need to see it and to make use of it, to recognize it, to recognize the opportunities to train and to work on our suffering, to recognize the things we have that help us, whether we're welcome or unwelcome, to see the rain of the Dharma in all these different things, all these situations of our life, and to allow it to nourish us and help us, to deepen our roots and spread our leaves, and make use of all the things that are welcome, the things that are unwelcome, the external situations we're in, and the things of our own mind, our own difficulties. All of these things help us. They all nourish us. They're all part of that water of the Dharma that helps us. And it's up to us to recognize that, to make use of it, to put it into practice, and pass that water on to all beings. Allow it to flow through us and out to all beings with kindness, compassion, and wisdom, both for ourselves and for all beings. And that's our gardening talk for the day. Thank you.